the persecution against Falun Gong, I think it's so large that it actually affects everybody. Not in China, even outside China. The party is very good in covering up and deceiving the world. At the beginning, I think even media in Ireland, like the Irish Times, RTE, had quite a few reports about persecution. But in the end, you don't really see people being persecuted or arrested in the public. So the persecution actually had gone into behind the walls, like in labor camps being tortured. Some people, after they've been rescued to the West, and they've been telling, they've been making like Simpson sleepers, Nestle Christmas decorations. Like my two sisters were put in labor camp for practicing Falun Gong as well. They would be making duvet cover broderies, umbrellas, paperworks, all sorts of things for exportations mostly. So a lot of cheap products you buy in shops here, or even expensive brands, I would say quite a lot of them would be made in those places.
And this is forced labor?
Yes. And people be working from like 6 o'clock in the morning into 10 or 12 into the night.
How much of this is designed to intimidate and humiliate adherents to and practitioners of Falun Gong?
Definitely this is one of the effects. Actually, in communist terms, once you're labeled as an enemy, you're not humans anymore. So you can be made or produced out of making money or whatever purposes. Like, say, Communist Party is very good at labeling 5%. Always there are some enemies. 5% of the population, they're enemies. At different stages, these enemies could change. They could be the landlords, could be the business owners, they could be the intellectuals who are labeled as the rightists, or they could be professors or lecturers or whatever, or could be Falun Gong, or could be students, you know, the Tiananmen student massacre. So enemies change a long time depending on...
The net effect of that must be, sorry to cut across you, the net effect of that must be fear, constant fear all the time.
Exactly. So enemies change depending on what the party needs. So people are very scared to be included in the 5%. So everybody wants to say, they say 5% of the population, your enemies. These are the things you cannot do. If you do, you will be the enemy. So people would tighten that little bit space. I even maybe want to, they probably set a barrier of, say, around this size. I shrink even smaller, so I don't want to be related or seen as, you know. That's why, actually, at the beginning when the persecution started, family members would give people, practitioners, lot of pressure, husband divorcing wives. Like one of my sisters, her husband divorced her, and he remarried her after she denounced Falun Gong in the labor camp. Of course, she came back to practice now, but you can see how much pressure you receive from everywhere, your family, your relatives, your friends, your co-workers, just your superiors, of course, you know, everywhere. And this...
Just to ask you there as well, one of the things we haven't really talked about is, you know, the actual practice of what is it to practice Falun Gong. What when you get up in the morning, for example, how do you practice Falun Gong? Do you start in the morning? Do you do something in the middle of the day? What is it that, you know, physically you would do to practice and be a disciple of Falun Gong?
Well, this morning before I came, I did 1 hour meditation and read a little bit of a book called Zhuan Falun. That's the main book of Falun Gong, which explains the principles why you can increase your morality, your health, by doing these physical exercises, which are very meditative, slow, gentle, but very powerful. In China, we have a tradition, people get up early and go to the park to do the exercises. Falun Gong adopted this, you know, popular forms, and there are lots of practice sites. You get some people, some cities get up early, like 4 o'clock in the morning, because we go to work early at 7:30, and you come home at 11:30 for lunch and a little nap, and then you go back to work. So some bigger cities may start like 5 or 6. It depends on your own availability. Doing Falun Gong exercises, we have 5 sets of simple exercises, very easy to learn. Suits everybody, no matter how old you are, what job you do, what culture you're from, doesn't matter. Everybody can practice Falun Gong. And there's no fees required. If you want to practice, you can come to learn from us, or you can learn from the internet. And doing the exercises, you don't have a time request or location. You can do it anywhere and time that suits for your own.
Is it very individualistic, or is it something that is best practiced as a group?
You can do it by yourself. You can also join a group if there is a group. Like here we have a group, we have regular meetings on Sundays. Then we'd be share how to improve ourselves and how to organize some events, like to raise the awareness. But basically I think the real cultivation practice, the real work, is you do within yourself. For instance, I found I might have a competitive mentality. Competitive mentality is good that we can improve the society, but a lot of times they're bad, they're negative, because you always want to compare with other people and to get things you may not necessarily need. And you may be jealous of other people because they have better things, they have a higher payments, so you feel uneasy. You think this is natural, but you can actually try to let it go. In this way, you will obtain more and more peaceful mind.
So it's not just the exercises, but it's also through the meditation and the reading that you're trying to improve your attitude and your outlook on life. Would that be fair?
I think that's a very good conclusion.
Dong Xue, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thanks, Connor, for allowing me to explain and to give me such a great opportunity to help more people to be aware of this persecution. I think really for me, I can live here, live in a country that has great freedom, but a lot of people, friends say, why you always look sad? Because I just find I cannot be really happy, because there are so many millions of people still being persecuted in China for following truth, compassion, tolerance.
Dong Xue, xie xie.
Thank you.